yesterday, as you said, all the tributes. Amazing how jerseys for Humboldt.
Yes.
So we have that, jerseys for Humboldt and everybody. And Randeep, you slipped up on it a bit.
I did. I fully acknowledged that yesterday.
Yes. And you did that. Acknowledge that jerseys for Humboldt, you just forgot. Right. What? You didn't forget. You didn't want to wear the jersey because you thought maybe journalistic integrity.
Yeah. I had a NHL team jersey that, working on a national show, I thought it would probably be better not to wear. Just so, yeah, in this big scheme of things, I should have worn a jersey. And I did in the end. I called in some help. I got a Team Canada one. But, yeah, I admitted fault.
And, Joe, you've traveled in the Western Hockey League and the NHL.
Yep.
You kind of surprised us when you come in with a Team Canada jersey.
Yep.
But and it was, you know, it showed off your physique.
By design, guys. Not by design.
And I don't. And you took some heat on social media. And I, you know.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah.
Yeah. But Karina LeBlanc helped you, but I think she
so she provided the jersey
better than you.
Provide the story here, please.
Well, here's the truth. I know this might be hard for some of you internally to realize. I actually don't own. I've never been a jersey collector, and any jerseys that I've had in my repertoire, I actually a number of years ago gave them to my mom, who actually makes quilts. She wanted to actually put together a quilt of all the different teams that I've been associated with. Whether it's been the Swift Current Broncos or Kelowna Rockets or Vancouver Giants or the Canucks or the Whitecaps or whoever. So I gave her a lot of my, whatever I had. I didn't have a jersey to wear on Jersey Day. Karina LeBlanc.
She helps you out.
Former goalkeeper for Canada's national women's team, who lives four doors down from me in my building.
Not good for her, maybe.
Correct. Yeah. Actually, that is also truth. I reached out to her in the morning. Hey, do you have any? Because I thought maybe she's got some jerseys. Her husband might have some gear as well.
Yeah.
All she had was four of her own Team Canada jerseys.
It was a great jersey. Very nice of her. She does so much to help. I don't know if she was thrilled with how you looked in it, though. I wonder.
You guys have.
I wonder if
she
was
thrilled. We took a good picture on top of our building last night.
Really?
The sun was setting. It was a fantastic moment.
Are you sure about that?
Were you thrilled?
Oh,
is this where I cue in right now?
Yeah. Didn't you read the script? Did you see that shot of him?
I did. He looked good. Come on.
Karina, you're too nice.
You're too nice.
I'm surprised that Joey didn't say anything bad. I'm like, oh, this could go really wrong right now.
I've been duped here, by the way, Karina. I had no idea that you were joining us. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for being nice.
Were you? Do you collect jerseys, Karina? Do you have a lot of jerseys? You have
I
four,
don't.
Which is you
I'm
didn't.
Sorry. No, that's the thing. I really don't. I think, and the thing is, I've given a lot of my jerseys away, and the one that Joey wore, the only one I had was the one where my teammates signed all like made little notes and made amazing words, sent amazing words to me, and then the one that Joey had, which, you know, I think it looks good. You look good, Joey. Don't worry about them.
Thanks. By the way, the photo that Karina and I took, and you can see it on both of our social media pages, I'm wearing her red Canada home jersey. She's wearing a jersey. What is it? It's purple and green. But on the back of it, each and every one of her teammates and Coach John Herdman and support staff signed it with special messages.
Yeah.
The photo doesn't actually show it. That is an awesome, awesome awesome keepsake
that jersey
for you.
Made me cry. Let me just say that way. That jersey made me cry. So that's why I thought it was special to her yesterday.
No, it was nice of you to help him out and nice of you to call. You are so busy. You travel the world. People maybe who haven't heard from you. You are someone who has taken her platform and does everything to help. I know going back home to Dominica and help out there. What are what have your emotions been like? Because, you know, this is Canada, but there's issues all over the world, and that's where you go. But just give me your thoughts, someone who's such a speaker, about what our country has done with the money raised and how we had jerseys for Humboldt and sticks out for Humboldt in the last 48 hours.
It's so emotional. I think for me, when I first heard the story, obviously, well, I think most people is they personalized it. And for me, I've been on so many bus rides, you know, I mean, you take them to practice, you take them to games. And I put myself in that situation and it just broke my heart, because if I were to lose some of my teammates, you know, this is your family. And especially with these boys, that became their family, because it's hard for people to really understand the journey it takes to play a sport you love professionally, semi-professionally for your country. You sacrifice so much, and these people, they're there with you going through it all. And I'll never forget, I remember John said, like before the 2012 Olympic Games, he basically said, be the people that when you're 95 years old, you don't even have to say hi. You see each other across the street, you know what you've been through. And it's just one of those connections you have with the people. And the way Canada has stepped up, is it's an attribute to the country we are. It's the people we are. I mean, even today on the news, you know, you saw that young boy kissing the stick. It's touched people in so many different ways. And it just, to me, it makes me proud to be Canadian. But then there's so much sadness associated with it because the innocence that's lost. But then it's personal because I've been on so many teams, and like I always sit at the back of the bus, and like when I saw that, I literally thought about myself being on a bus and what it would be like to lose your teammates, and the how Canadians have stepped up. That's what's going to help these boys get through this tragedy.
What are you up to now? I know you did some commentating at the Olympics. Will you get to Russia? Are you involved at all with FIFA, with the World Cup? Will there be any reason for you to be there? Your schedule is crazy. What's it look like for the next little bit?
Well, I'll give you my ticket pair if you want.
I wouldn't mind. Because apparently one in 2026 isn't going to help us in this city.
Well, don't get me started. Vancouver, what happened?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. This is a different conversation.
Yeah, I won't go there with you, but what do you have?
I wasn't here when that was going on, Perry. Yeah. And I was in Dominica with UNICEF, and obviously they got devastated and demolished by a hurricane 6 months ago, and only 30% of the island has electricity back. So I actually didn't know what was going on, and someone said something to me. I'm like, oh, no, we got it in Vancouver. No chance. But what I've been up to is just, like, I don't even have to describe it. I've just been living my life trying to be impactful in the way that, like, I guess in a personal way that I can be, and just living with purpose every single day. And it's taken me all over the place. It's taken me to wearing a jersey with Joey at the top. It's taken me all over the place. But hopefully I'll be at the World Cup. That's the intention. That's the plan. But we'll see. I got a couple things in the work, but I can't talk about it on air. We'll talk after.
You always have that. Hey, has Joey taken you for a ride in his Porsche?
Joey has a Porsche?
Yeah, he shouldn't even know. He's got a Porsche deal.
He's
Karina.
Joey
Honestly,
Porsche
we can't
Kenner
even
did,
talk yeah. to him here. Yeah.
I haven't given her a ride because she's never home. She's never in the city. She's never in the country. She's doing
That's
so
okay.
much.
Okay, you can leave the keys at my door.
Yeah, there you go.
In exchange for the jersey, I get the Porsche.
There you go.
Wow,
That's an even trade-off, yeah.
Thank you, my friend. Always proud to hear of everything you're doing. We'll stay in touch.
Love you guys. Have a good show.
Thanks.
Right. There's Karina
Thank
LeBlanc.
You.
Nice work, guys. That was a surprise.
You turned a couple of shades of red there when you realized Karina was
about
online.
About as red as the jersey that I was wearing yesterday for Jersey
well,
Day.
Well, you know, the thing is, I texted her this morning. I said, Joey's coming on, and I don't want to talk to him. But she didn't want to diss you. I said, no, I can't say that about Joey. I go, well, then I will. I have no problem with that. She is, as they say, she is good people. She's
great people.
She is a wonderful lady who just has so much going on and is so inspirational to anybody who probably has a website. If you want her to come in and talk to some kids, she's fantastic.
Yeah. Sportsnet 650.